just that interior traffic's going to be slow.
Todd, can you stand back up? Can you go over here and show me real quick? Where's the entrance and exit on this? I want to make sure.
Yeah, go back to the site plan, Scott.
You want that one or that one?
It's over here.
Yeah, and that's what kind of threw me off.
Across the parking lot?
It could be.
This entrance is actually going to be like this is drive over curb all along here.
All the way around. Okay, that's what I. Okay.
So you're going to be able to enter, mainly because we've got to get fuel trucks in there. And so that gives them the most amount of flexibility where they can drive over this curb because the tanks are right in here. And you know, semis trying to get them turned around that site. We need to give the drivers as much flexibility as possible.
Yeah.
And that still controls the stormwater, but it allows the trucks to drive over the top of it. You know, most of your traffic's going to be coming in, you know, as soon as they can down here, or up here if they're coming from the other direction.
Yeah, okay.
So we're pretty restricted on the site. I mean, we went through several revisions of the site plan, trying to do something that would work really good. Because it's going to be a great location.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
Well, and it's unfortunate because whoever designed this layout, if they had better forethought, they'd have never put that curve that tight in that lot anyway. So, I mean, it's just that's a detriment.
I don't think it was ever really designed because I've heard the history. There was like an in-house engineer for one of the developers.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really signed and sealed plans type deal. So it was kind of the good old boy stuff.
Makes sense.
Yep. Because I was trying to find out some information about where the stormwater, like the stormwater inlets are and everything, and trying to find any type of drawings, and that was not happening. I even know the developer, and he's like, I don't know where it's at.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yep. So it's been kind of a challenge from a design perspective trying to get history on the Cross Creek development. It's really not that old of a development. I mean, there's, you know, there's plans available on other developments around the area that were done way before this was developed. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Don.
Yep. Thank you.
I'd also like to mention that, I drive over Cross Creek all the time. I've got rebuilt houses over there. And this is not, we looked at other examples on 248 and in different locations. And this, although I hope, you know, they get a lot of business, it's not a traffic. It's not a traffic way like Highway 248.
Right. Yeah.
You know, the traffic that's going to be going through there is going to be much slower than a highway.
Well, and I was pleased to see that their entrance and exit is not off the main highway, like as much as it's going to be
right.
off of this curved road. So, I mean, that's going to allow people to slow down. It's going to allow people to enter and exit safely.
Scott, I know you gave us several examples, but there were no ordinances or standards that any of the municipalities have that serve as a guide?
No. The only thing I did that for, and I want to qualify that, is to show how the canopy and the posts were. And, I mean, I was just trying to visualize how that was. It's the only reason I made those as a reference. And then to show where they sat. And you
the Synex that you showed on 248 is in the county, correct?
Yes. That one that Carson scored, yeah. But no reference to any kind of code that they might have had or anything. It just it helped me visualize how that was going to be up there. Because I tried to figure out how to get a picture of it and visualize it.
Okay.
And show where the posts sit. And yeah, mainly that.
Okay. Any more discussion? Anybody have a motion?
I would move to approve variance 2024-002V in its current form, as I don't see any hazard in line of sight. It conforms, or I guess we have existing examples within the county of other similar setbacks. I don't see any hazard to it. Causing a reduction in number of pumps would have a financial impact on their business that I don't know is due. It's undue, I guess, is that a term?
Okay.
Enough reason.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
We'll get you a letter.
Okay.
Showing their decision.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yep.
All right, we're going to move forward with our public hearing for the discussion and action of the proposed Taney County Board of Adjustment bylaws.
So in your last meeting, we presented, and tonight we want to do the public hearing. We'll go through them here, but your Board of Adjustment bylaws, we looked at proposing to remove Article 16, which is the appeals to the decisions made by the board. These are the two that within 7 days they could come back and ask for a rehearing or a reconsideration. So you guys have to decide if you think those are beneficial and you want to keep them. Our county attorney, we talked about these. And he said, yeah, I remember, or he mentioned that he remembered that we considered taking those out of the bylaws. So we're presenting those as a proposal for you guys to discuss and have the public hearing on. And then for Article 18, it contradicted Article 11. So after our last meeting, you presented that we would change these rules and procedures may be amended, rescinded, supplemented, or repealed at any time by concurring vote of the old said 4 members, and we're proposing to change that to 3 members because that matches Article 11 of the Board of Adjustment. So 3/5 or 3 members, if there's only 3 members here, I guess it'd be 100% unanimous. So those are the two. Just have your public hearing on those and then discussion and decide the fate of these two amendments.
Okay. At this point, there's nobody in the audience to discuss it with. So I think at this point, we will close it for board discussion.
Sounds good.
Okay.
And what's the proposal to replace the appeals and the rehearing?
Well, I looked for statutes where this might have come from. So is it a statute that you're allowed? I think it's just something that 40 years ago when they did planning and zoning, which Board of Adjustment came along with that for appeals and variances to the then Development Guidance Code, that somehow when they wrote these bylaws up, that this is just something they put in that they thought, because I could not find a statute that said you have an appeal and then you have this reconsideration and so it's just something that was put in there that, I mean, personally, you guys can talk about it. I can't see how it's functioned very well over these last 7 years I've been around. Nope. It's been pretty tough.
And if you don't have that provision for them to appeal our decision, then they go to court.
Go to circuit court, yeah.
And I think that's, I like that a lot better. So I'm all in favor of doing away with both of those.
Should be the next step.
No. Yeah. Are we able to, we're voting on this, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can vote on both at the same time?
You can vote as presented tonight, your amendment, and we'll put this in with our minutes, and yes.
Okay. Any more discussion on it, fellas?
Not on that particular one, I don't think.
Okay, all right. So at this point, somebody can make a motion for both as it appears, if you choose to do so.
To abandon the one.
To abandon both of those. In the, yeah, the number one.
We have two proposals. You can vote on each one separately if you want, or if you have the same feeling for both after discussion, you could just make a motion to change the bylaws as presented, or amend the bylaws as presented.
Well, I think 3 members is reasonable, certainly.
Yeah. Yes. So I think that, I mean, I see that often in that when you're amending or revising that it takes more than just a majority. It's now 3/4. So what was the other reference? You said to try to match it up. Remind me, what was this going to match?
You've got that? The bylaws I gave you. Do you want to pull up Article 11?
Yeah. Article 11 amendments. These bylaws have been adopted by the Board of Adjustment and may be amended by 3/5 or greater vote of the entire membership of the Board of Adjustment at any meeting where there is a quorum.
And then later on, in this article, it says basically
four. Yeah.
Four.
Should be either or, but are we okay dropping it down as opposed to taking it up? I guess a question for the board is, are we okay? They should match. I agree. We need to make a change in one of those two. But as opposed to dropping it down to make it easier to change?
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. Because okay. You may not have enough members there to get 4. unanimous vote. Three-fifths is a majority.
Yeah.
If everyone's there, three-fifths is a majority. And the rules, I don't see somebody running amok and trying to sneak through an onerous rule.
No, it could make it easy. I don't know that, hopefully I wouldn't foresee this with this board, but, oh, he's not here tonight, let's make this vote tonight because now we have a majority. We could flip-flop and say, I see why people would make it harder to make those changes.
The only other part is that three, just throwing out everything that you guys have, that three matches your decision part. Remember,
true.
There cannot be a decision made without the concurring vote of three members. So if you had three members here, that's a quorum, and your vote was 2-1, that's a majority on your appeals and variances. That does not pass. You have to have three like votes.
Yeah.
But again, that's you guys' decision.
Does make it easier to make changes, but I can see why people do the four. Really needs to be more than just a majority. It's almost unanimous that we feel something needs to change.
Well, we are in agreement on the appeals. And I would make a motion to remove the following two articles in Article 16, appeals to decision made by the board, and remove both A and B.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. I think that's a good decision.
So in question, do we need to, I'm thinking it needs to retain the four.
I'm leaning towards four as well, which means we need to change the other reference and leave this one be.
Yeah, we need to bring an amendment next and bring our vote on it as you change Article 11.
Whatever the number is, yeah.
Okay.
To match.
From three to four members.
Yeah. And I'll make a motion to change Amendment 11 to retain the four members, not three.
Okay.
Can I make it plainer? You don't need to say something different.
Are you satisfied with that?
Mm-hmm. You good with it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Is that enough?
I think so.
Is that good?
Yeah.
All right. Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? All right.
Well, they need to be the same.
Well, that makes them the same. I like that.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect.
And then having everybody come for reconsideration, and the idea was they would present new information that was hidden from us.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what happens. They come and say the same thing every time. And so I think letting it go to court is the right thing there.
Yeah. You almost feel like you have to before you go to court, so it's an unnecessary step.
Well, thank you, board, for reviewing that and making a vote on that change. Scott, do we have any old or new business?
I do not.
Okay. At this time, we have nothing left on the agenda.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.